I will be speaking this morning from Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 1 all the way to verse 2. He said, I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower, and I will watch to see what he will say unto me and what I shall answer when I am reproved. And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision of the purpose, make it plain upon tables, that he may run that readeth it. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' name. I'm speaking on discovering and fulfilling life's purpose. Discovering and fulfilling life's purpose. Objective is to understand what it takes to understand what it takes to discover. And fulfill purpose, life's purpose. I want to say a few things. General introduction. Number one, the purpose of life is the life of purpose. The purpose of life is the life of purpose. Where a life is not lived according to purpose, that life is wasted. Number two, success in life is success in purpose. When a person is successful in life, that success is because he succeeded in purpose. That is, it doesn't matter how successful in quote a person appears to be. If they are not in the purpose of God, that is called failure. Number three, every product on earth was created for a purpose. Every product on earth was created to achieve or fulfill a particular purpose. No wonder God said, these people I formed for myself to show forth my glory. So that is confirming a purpose. Fourthly, the creator or manufacturer of the product is the determinant of its purpose. The creator, in case of the human being, or in case of anything created, or the manufacturer, is the determinant of the purpose of what was created. That is, I cannot determine why I was born. Why I was born was determined by who formed me. The pressing iron cannot determine why it was invented. The person who invented the pressing iron determines why it was invented. I cannot use a pressing iron as a microphone. Otherwise, it will be counterproductive, destructive effects. Finally, purpose It's not the decision of the product. We are saying it in clearer terms now. Purpose is not the decision of the product. Purpose is the discovery of the product. Say it another way. You don't decide your purpose. You only discover your purpose. Nobody decides why he was created. Why he was created was already decided. We only discover why we were created. Luke chapter 4, verse 17 and 18. The Bible said concerning Jesus, there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah, and when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He found where it was written concerning him. The thing was written before he was born. But he found it and then fulfilled it. So what have we said so far? That purpose, the purpose of life, is the life of purpose. That success in life is success in purpose. That every product on earth was created for a purpose. That the creator or the manufacturer of the product is the determinant of his purpose. That purpose is not the decision of the product, it is its discovery. You don't decide your purpose. You only discover it. Having reached that level, therefore, what process will lead to the discovery of purpose? What process will lead? What should I do? What should be in place before purpose can be discovered? Number one is desperation for the will, plan, or purpose of God. Desperation for the will, the plan, the purpose of God. When a man gets desperate, he is in the region of discovery. Desperation is key to discovery. Desperate. Hosea chapter 6 verse 3 said, then shall we know if we pursue to know. Whatever you want to know can be known if you are desperate. Whatever you want to discover can be discovered by desperation. What am I talking about? When there is a restlessness to know your purpose for living, then knowing your purpose is inevitable. When you have made up your mind, I can't live my life to chance. I can't live life at random. Young man, as a young man in the university, I was too restless. Too restless. I was very afraid to live a wasted life. Very afraid to live to no value. Very afraid to live like I'm gambling. That is very important. You can't have insight where you don't have interest. If life is okay the way you are living, or it's okay to live at normal, nobody will bother you with what is your purpose. You feel comfortable with normal life. That is regular routine life. Nobody will bother you. So desperation, very desperate, desperation for the will, the plan, and the purpose of God. It's very critical. Number two is neutrality of position. Neutrality of position in the matter of God's purpose. That is, you are neutral. Neutrality of position. in the matter of God's purpose. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 to 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not unto your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. It's very insightful in the Living Bible version and the New Living Translation, the Message Bible. If you have it, you can put it on the screen. Neutrality of position. Neutrality. My son, verse 5 and 6, please awake, be wakeful. Verse 5 and 6. Proverbs chapter 3. If you want favor with both God and man and a reputation for good judgment and common sense, then trust the Lord completely. Don't ever trust yourself. In everything you do, put God first, and he will direct you and crown your efforts with success in all your ways. What does that mean? The plan of God is easy to know when you don't have a choice in the matter. When you don't have what? A choice in the matter. It is easy to know what God wants you to do with your life if your choice is swept aside. When you come to the point where you know that God is wise enough to know what is best for your life. When you come to the point where you know that God is caring enough to know what is best for your life. Whether it is what to do with your life or who to marry, you know that God is caring enough. When you are at that point where you are not trying to dictate to God what he should do with your life. It's as if the car is telling the owner where to drive it to. Then it is easy to know. Many people come to God with idols in their heart. Lord, what do you want me to do with my life? But in case you need to know, I have some plans. But let me hear your own first. Let me hear your own first. There is no plan that I have had for my life that the plan that God has had and has was not far better than. No, not one plan. Neutrality of position. This is where the matter lies. There are people who are still stagnated on the marital journey because the conditions are too many for God. Neutrality of position in the matter of purpose. Number three is existence in the mode of inquiry. In the mode of inquiry. That is the place of prayer. And the prayer is the prayer of inquiry. Jeremiah chapter 6 verse 16. It said, thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see and ask for the old paths. Where is the good way? And walk therein. And you shall find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk therein. Lord, what are you saying? Lord, my heart is open. What is that song that says, if I have not done what I meant to do, it's because I don't know what to do. Just want to let you know that you have the finest in everything that pertains to my existence and being. Everything that I can be or ever
Lift your voice in the Lord, on him ever.
If I have not done what you want me to do, it's because I'm not yet aware. Just let me know what you want, I will do it. The inquiry at the place of prayer, even the mode of it. Asking God questions is the way of receiving answers from God. Asking God questions. Asking questions at the place of prayer. Question unasked equals answers unreceived. When I was growing up spiritually, I thought that being a prophet or being somebody who hears from God means on your own, God just keeps talking. Until I realized that God will talk to you on some things on his own. But the bulk of things must be asked. Lord, what are you saying? Lord, what am I to do in this condition? Lord, what is your mind? Prophets in scriptures were major inquirers. Inquiry. And David inquired of the Lord, should I pursue this trip? Everything would have been quiet if he didn't ask. And as he asked, God answered, pursue, overtake, without fail, recover. God does not assume your needs. He must confirm your need by your asking. Existence in that mood of inquiry. The time comes when it is compulsory for you to hear. Number four is soaking and studying the word of God. Soaking and studying the word of God. The word of God is the custodian of the will of God. The word of God is the custodian of the will of God. Genesis chapter 24 verse 47. When the servant of Abraham was going to get a wife for Isaac. Verse 27. Genesis 24, 27. And he said, blessed be the Lord God of my master Abraham, who has not left destitute my master of his mercy and his truth. I, being in the way, the Lord led me. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And Jesus is the word. I, being in the word, the Lord led me. Until you locate the way, you cannot find the leading. I being in the way, the Lord led me. When the written word of God is known, this written word I'm holding, when you are well versed in it, the revealed word becomes easy to know. Easy to know. Soak yourself. I don't know what to do with my life. I don't know who to marry. I don't know where to live. I don't know what work to do. Just keep soaking in the word. Read the chapters you need to read per day. And then meditate on the verses you need to meditate per day. Inside the word, you will find the way. Inside that way, you will connect his will. I'm talking from experience. I was at a time in my life where it looked like everybody around me was either seeing vision or hearing something. And I was the one who was hearing nothing.
Is there anybody like that? I was the only one who was hearing nothing. Everybody, I mean, literally, this one said, well, as we're praying, I saw something. As we're doing this, I heard something. I heard nothing. Even if you put sellotape on my eyes, I couldn't see anything. No matter how much I close my eyes. Nothing. I'm wondering, does God love this people more than me? All manner. But I soaked myself in the word. I found solace in the word. And that word proved some of the people were not even studying the word anymore. They were relying on what they were seeing. Until some began to see bad visions. Wrong, evil revelations. One said he saw one devil that came to take blood from his external jugular vein. This vein of the neck here. Big vein here. He came to take blood. Angel that came to take blood. Angel, say angel. So I said, that must be a demon. Not an angel. To take the blood to do what? That's dead. You know. But I soaked myself in that word. And the time came when it became easy. Became easy to know what God wanted me to do. Who to marry. Easy. I didn't speak to two people worldwide. Where to go and what to do with my life. Where to go in ministry. I stepped into where he asked me to step into, and the ministry is speaking globally. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Soaking and studying the word of God. Because of the importance of this subject, I'm going to speak almost the same things in the services, different scriptures and so on, but this is very important. Soaking and studying the word. And finally, establishing the climate of worship. Around your life, establishing the climate of worship. What is the process? All right, just the climate of worship. Desperation for the will of God, neutrality of position, existence in the mode of inquiry, soaking and studying the word of God, then the climate of worship. Psalm 89 verse 15, scripture says, blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. They shall walk, O Lord, in the light of thy countenance. As they know the joyful sound, they walk in the light of your countenance. When you create the climate of worship, you connect the light of direction. They shall walk in the light of your countenance. Just ensure that that climate is created. Somebody say amen. Is anybody getting anything at all? Is anybody getting any help at all? When this process is created, how do you discover the purpose? What are the channels of discovery? I already very desperate. I'm very desperate. I am neutral. It's what God wants me to do, I will do. I am asking God the question. I am soaking in the word. I have the climate of worship around me. How will God lead me? Number one, true divine direction. And instruction. This is the realm where you hear something. Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 1. He said, I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower, and I will watch to see what he will say and what I shall answer when I am reproved. This is where there is clear hearing or instruction from God on what he wants you to do with your life. You heard. The hearing can be any hearing. It can be hearing as if you heard with an outer ear.
It can be hearing that is not outer ear.
At a junction of my life, I went to pray. I had several options. Should I go forward in the medical practice of in this direction? Should I go this way? Should I go this way? Should I go to England according to the opening that the Lord had given us there? Which way am I going? I went to pray for 3 days in the place called Ganarop in Barking Ladin local government of Plateau State, one of the mountains at the Calvary School of Ministries. Right on top there, first day nothing, second day, then I heard what I told you about all these years. The time for the commencement of it has come. Some will say, how do you hear such things? Acts chapter 10 verse 19. The Bible said, as Peter thought on the vision, the Holy Spirit said to him, there are times when it is in the course of meditating on the word and you are thinking on scriptures and thinking on God's purpose, then that thought is interrupted with a sound, with speaking more forceful than the thought. Am I communicating? Number two is true visions and revelations. Genesis chapter 37 verse 5 to 10. Joseph dreamt the dream and told it his brethren, and they hated him yet the more. This is the realm of dreams in the night, visions of the night, the realms of revelations or trances. You are seeing something that is pointing you to your life assignment. You are seeing something that is pointing you to your purpose. You are seeing something that is pointing you to the future. This is the realms of visions and revelations. I will say others in the next service, but I'll mention them here. Number three is true burdens and passions of the heart. The burdens, the passions of the heart. Saw that in Nehemiah chapter 1, verse 1 to 4, where Nehemiah was burdened about the condition of the walls of Jerusalem. Most times when God places heavy burdens in your heart, they are keys to what he wants you to do something about. Other people heard about the walls of Jerusalem, they were normal. Nehemiah heard about the broken down walls of Jerusalem and he was restless. He heard about the walls of Jerusalem. Other people heard and it was okay with them. He heard about the walls of Jerusalem and he lost his sleep. He lost his peace, lost his appetite. There was an instant deposition of burden. That was clear to what is to do something about. The way we pray about Nigeria, the way we feel when people are killed and executed by terrorism, we are not trying to prove any point. There are nights that I stay awake just for the sake of interceding for these things. Burdens and passions. It has a connection to your purpose. I'll deal with that more in the next service. Number four is true affection. Can it be pluralized? Affections and compassion of the heart. This is a bit different from the burden. Burden is like a weight. This is love. In Matthew 14:14, Jesus had a feeling for the people, and through that feeling came the healing. And Jesus went forth and saw a great multitude and was moved with compassion toward them, and he healed their sick. There is a connection between deep compassion and purpose of life. There's a connection between deep affection and purpose in life. I'll deal with that again, like I said, more in the next service. I said many times, what you love doing is connected to what you will live doing. But like I will mention in the next service, nobody should say, I love to drink alcohol. So does it mean that is what I should live to do with my life? No. We're talking about positive things, positive value-adding things, kingdom-oriented things. We'll talk about that in the next service. Number 5, true insight from life's experiences. True insight from life's experiences. In Exodus chapter 2, verse 15, we saw how Moses fled to the wilderness. And then in Exodus chapter 3, we saw how God, from verse 1 to verse 10, how God was calling Moses to take the people to the promised land. Moses could take Israel through the wilderness because he has passed through the wilderness. What you pass through at times is connected to what will pass through you to your generation. Now, talk about that in the last service. Hence, you see somebody who was a drug addict, drug nearly finished his life. Then he gave his life to Christ. And suddenly he feels a leading, a direction, conviction of God to reach out to people who had been drug addicts. Other people who see drug addicts and feel normal, he feels obligated. He feels driven. He passed through it. He knew the damages it cost his life. And now, he's like on a vengeance mission to pull people out of it. I'll talk about that through the last service. Many times, what you pass through is connected to what will pass through you. At times, what you suffer determines what you will offer. What you suffered. That is true insight from life's experiences. You can understand some aspects of your purpose. And finally, through the discovery of life's potentials and giftings. The discovery of life's potentials and giftings. In 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 17 to 18, you saw the life of David, how Saul was looking for somebody who could play an instrument, and David was that person. And that potential took him to the palace. Listen. Your potential reveals certain aspects of your purpose. What you know how to do, what has been wired inside you, reveals certain dimensions of your purpose and can actually lead you to your ultimate purpose. God is not a waster. He doesn't give gifts for nothing. He doesn't put deposits for nothing. What he has deposited in you determines what he will demand from you. He makes demands only where he has made deposits. Hallelujah. So these various aspects reveal various things. For some people, you have an assignment to impact your world, but inside that assignment, there is a teaching gift, there is a healing gift, there is a deliverance gift, there is a worship gift, there is this and that packaged together. As you proceed on your journey, different aspects of the purposes can unfold. What is my counsel? Conclusion. Number one, determine to live in the purpose of God for your life. Determine. Paul says he's pursuing to catch what God caught him for. Philippians chapter 3 and in verse 12, to apprehend why he was apprehended. Determined to live in the purpose of God for your life. Determined, determined. Do whatever it takes. Secondly, determined to pursue purpose without distraction. Distraction or discouragement. Because at times it may appear as if there is a delay in what you think God wants you to do with your life. Habakkuk chapter 2 and in verse 3. Right? For the vision is yet for an appointed time. But at the end it will speak. So don't be discouraged. And not lie. Even though it tarry, wait for it. Even if it appears like a delay, there, wait for it. It will surely come. Somebody say amen. Somebody is blessed. Who is the person? Somebody is blessed. This year, God's plan and God's purpose for your life shall be unveiled. Stand up on your feet with a louder shout of praise.